It's 2023. Happy New Year. At 9 o'clock, this is BH Broadcasting House. I'm Paddy O'Connell. Hello. President Putin should be indicted for war crimes now, according to the man who was lead prosecutor of Slobodan Milosevic. The former president of Serbia was arrested in 2001 and held at the UN War Crimes Tribunal for genocide and other war crimes. Sir Geoffrey Nice joined the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia and led the case against him. He says the latest missile strikes against civilians in Ukraine mean an indictment of Vladimir Putin is overdue and he should be tried in his absence.
It couldn't be clearer. The strangest thing is that politicians and lawyers don't seem to be speaking out saying it for what it is. It is crimes against humanity because civilian targets should never be bombed or otherwise attacked. And there can be no doubt about the chain of command leading directly to Putin. These are his soldiers. And as a minimum, he knows from the television what we all do about what's happening. Not only is it reasonably to be expected that they're acting in accordance with his instructions and commands, but he has said nothing since February to indicate that they're not doing that. He's not brought them back to be tried for what are obvious crimes. That's because he is in charge, they're doing what he wants, and he's a guilty man. Of course, at any trial, he would have to go through the process of a trial, and if he had a defence, he would have to be properly heard. But it's surprising to me that people of authority who know these things aren't spelling this out much more freely and openly for what it really is.
And is there a chance that that's because prosecution could be waived in some sort of deal for peace? Does it feel to you like Western resolve is weakening here?
I'm not sufficiently plugged into politics to know whether it's resolved, but from what I hear, there's absolutely no guarantee of it sticking together and holding. Now, here, I think, is an interesting possibility when you look at the International Criminal Court, which has jurisdiction over Ukraine, and has still not made a pronouncement about Putin's responsibility for this crime. There are other crimes to be considered, but this crime is a straightforward one. And that one's bound to ask the question, is the prosecutor's reluctance, that's Karim Khan's reluctance, to make a statement or to issue an indictment, is it because he thinks or is made to think that there could be political advantage in not indicting Putin, the political advantage being settlement? However, if that's the case, and it quite possibly is the case, is the following possibility that there will be a settlement agreement drafted by someone or other, not by the Ukrainians, which will have a clause in it saying Putin will not be tried. That's an appalling prospect, and it will be a complete denial of justice to the people of Ukraine. So that's the sort of thing we have to look to.
So if we turn that round, and our programme today is looking at predictions for 2023, there could be an early indictment by the International Criminal Court. There's no reason why there couldn't be one as early as the end of January.
No, it could be tomorrow morning, so far as I'm concerned. And I had heard from another source that something is expected soon.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
And then I wonder if you can tell me if, in your judgment, there should be as much energy devoted to individual on the ground chain of command, or should the Ukrainians in particular focus on pushing for a trial of the top leadership all the way to the Kremlin?
I think it would be impertinent of me to give advice to the Ukrainians in that format. However, I can say this. I think there's a risk when people bundle together all war crimes trials. Trials of leadership are very different from trials of foot soldiers. Trials of leadership should happen as soon as possible and be as clear as possible and should allocate moral responsibility at the earliest possible moment in a way that can't be later challenged or changed. That's what happened, as a matter of interest, at the Nuremberg leadership trial, which was all done and dusted in a year and fixed for all time the moral responsibility of the Nazis. As the trial of individual soldiers, at the moment they've got thousands and many thousands of possible cases that could give rise to trials of individual Russian soldiers. The Ukrainians are saying they're going to try every one of those cases, and at the moment we must support them. But let's perhaps take a step back and look forward. In 10, 20 years' time, assuming that the war has come to a conclusion in Ukraine's favour, will it still be right to be seeking out every single soldier from every part of the Russian Federation that has been brought in to engage in this war? I think different considerations might apply then. Advice I would give is that we must support the Ukrainians in everything that they want to do, but that trying Putin is, in my view, the most important thing.
And would that be in The Hague or in Ukraine?
In Ukraine. First of all, there's no established court in The Hague, apart from the International Criminal Court, that could try him. They've been slow in getting off the blocks, as we perhaps just discussed. These are the gravest possible crimes committed on Ukraine's territory. And one of the privileges and duties of sovereignty of a state is to deal with crimes committed on your own territory.
Hmm.
And what should be done by Ukrainians and in their own language.
I mean, I think the thing is, Sir Geoffrey, is that around the UK listening to you will be people who just don't think this is going to happen, that the prospect of getting President Putin against his will anywhere is impossible. There aren't very many people who think this is going to happen.
Having him tried in person and judged as at present is, of course, improbable. But setting that improbability on one side, in order to try Putin, you don't have to have him physically present. You can try him, if you make arrangements to do so, in absentia. And providing you have a trial that is fully public, run by people of integrity, and of course there are going to be people of integrity who could run such a trial in Ukraine, or if physically being in the territory is difficult because of the risk of being bombed somewhere else, you can have a trial. And providing the trial is in every sense fair and in accordance with modern standards, then that will be a trial that will have a result, even if he's not there.
Sir Geoffrey Nice. We put those views to the office of Karim Khan, who's the prosecutor at the International Criminal Court. In the statement, the ICC said Mr. Khan had gone on record repeatedly to demonstrate that accountability is an imperative that must be achieved. It said Mr. Khan had been working on the ground in Ukraine to collect evidence of war crimes, and arrest warrants would be issued when enough proof had been gathered, adding any assertion that pressure or influence may have been brought to bear on the office of the prosecutor or on the prosecutor himself to delay any investigations or applications for extraneous reasons is false. It's 9:41, it's BH on New Year's Day. Today's producers were Kat Farnsworth and Kitty Hatchley. The editor was Charlotte Hayward. From our team to yours, we wish you what we wish ourselves, a peaceful and prosperous new year.